All right, here we are, Rising Coaches Podcast. Just wrapped up the 8th annual Rising Coaches Conference. We got the SEMO crew in the car driving back. There's the GPS going. We're in the car with our GA, Jonathan Ortiz. Say what's up, Jonathan.
What's up, my Rising Coaches family?
And then Cole Kemper in the back, our student manager. A man of few words. Yeah, so we just finished up, and we were just kind of talking about the conference and what we thought and how it went and all that stuff. What'd you think, Ortiz? Who's your favorite?
Well, I want to say my former boss was my favorite, but I guess that's
Steve Payne,
just because I worked for him. But it was really interesting to see, like, somebody you've worked for in the past, what they have to say. Able to share like his experience with everybody else that didn't have the quite same experience as some of the head coaches that who have spoke like in the past. So obviously he hasn't been at the high level. He's been at the D2s and JUCOs and still been able to have success as a head coach just like any other head coach that's spoke at this conference in years past. So but other than him, I would say I really enjoyed to hear the two NBA scouts, personnel scouts. It's a really different perspective that we haven't really heard from in the past few years when I've been attending. So I think a lot of people enjoyed them as well.
You know, it's crazy about so Vance from the Indiana Pacers spoke, and he was talking about all the work they do, like researching these guys, and they got to evaluate so many players. And then, like, when he's done with them, he's, like, done. Yeah. Like, it was, like, cold-blooded. He's, like, we put in hours and hours and hours of work into, like, evaluating every little thing of their game and these guys' lives. And then we pass that information on, and it's, like, they're dead to me.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't say that, but, like, it's just crazy. Their approach is so different, you know, like, they're not on the coaching side, so they don't have to develop a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That's not their job. Their job is just to find out about them.
Yeah, yeah. Their mindset is definitely like a whole lot different than one of a coach.
Yeah. Their job is to find the players, and then whatever the organization does with them is like up to them.
Yep.
So, yeah, and then Steve Payne from Tennessee Tech, who you were talking about, your former boss, I thought he was really good too. He was like, you could just see like what a genuinely like good dude he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like interesting to hear from him because like he said he's never been in a support staff role.
Yeah.
You know, he's coached. He's just been a ball coach like his whole life, and it's just worked out for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was great. What do you think, Cole? Who'd you like? Gearlock. It's pronounced Gearlock. Similar path to you, Cole. Like he was to all of us, really. But student manager to video to, you know, just climbing up. What else? You guys make some new friends? Shout out to Ben from Florida. like really, it sucks when you like organize this thing. Like sometimes you're get so busy like trying to make sure the next speaker's coming and the food's there and all this and that, that sometimes you don't get the experience of like meeting people. And that's really what this thing's all about, is like the speakers are great and you take away a lot of great stuff from that, but just, I don't know, to me the biggest thing about this is you come and you leave with like new relationships and a network.
Yeah.
Did you make new friends, Ortiz?
For sure. I mean, I think one thing I've learned from coming here for this third year is just like, you'll meet somebody from the school and like you might not ever think you're gonna come in contact with them again, and like you look at your non-conference schedule next year and like, hey, playing Indiana, like I know a guy at Indiana. Like obviously when you're on the road, if you don't know anybody on that staff or anything, people usually treat you just like okay, like you're just the typical away team and you just get treated normal. But when you have that connection with somebody, especially somebody in the support staff at the school you're going to play in the non-conference, and you're able to like develop that relationship through rising coaches, they're going to be there to help you.
Yeah, not bad.
So like that's just an example of like these relationships that you can build. It's like they're going to help you down the road, even if it's just like, hey, I can do your team's laundry, or I can have our manager do your team's laundry, whatever you need, like recommend team meal places the night before the game or whatever. So
shit, it's even more than that. It's like you're actually like friends with the dude.
Yeah.
Like, so you actually like have friends at all these different schools.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes beyond just the, you know, the professional courtesies or whatever that they extend to you because they know you. It's like, you actually got like homies at different spots and you see them. And did you guys ever do the manager games when you were at Tennessee Tech?
Yeah, we were.
You guys hit a squad?
We were deep into the manager games.
Were you guys any good?
First year, we heard about it, we jumped right on it. And I think we ended up playing maybe 12 manager games that whole year.
That's like such a good tool for, like, first of all, it's fun. And it's like a great idea. I don't know if people do that, but shout out to you guys. But yeah, that is like a great way to like meet
network,
people.
Yeah.
Like just have a good time, play ball with them, and then you're done. You guys are talking and sharing stories. And that's what it's all about.
So, but yeah, we ended up playing I think 12 games that year, and had created the manager like postseason tournament.
Yeah.
So we ended up going through votes, getting to the Sweet 16, and losing to Tennessee in the Sweet 16.
Ooh, you guys had a squad.
So
you're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So how many teams were there? Like 17?
64.
Oh, there were 64 manager teams?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's awesome, man. Yeah, like I was at the Final Four this past year and I saw Paul Lusk, the head coach of Missouri State.
Yeah.
And he was like in a rush going somewhere. And he's like, yeah, I gotta go watch our fucking managers. It's like they made it further than our team.
Yeah,
it's huge. We tried to do it. Cole, we attempted to play a couple manager games, right?
Last year, just
we weren't very good.
Not enough managers, so it just didn't get in touch until but this year we should definitely
try to do it. Yeah, we didn't have much of a squad. We're not very good. We'll get better.
From Pado to down.
We have a major downgrade from a former starter in the ACC as our GA to Jonathan Ortiz,
who was the two-time OVC champion in manager games coming from Tennessee Tech.
So maybe we got the missing ingredient right now. We're bringing what we lose in talent, we're making up for in winning culture and attitude. But yeah, going back to the conference, the other thing we were talking about is like such a diverse group of speakers. We didn't have like the big names that we've had in the past. There's nothing but Williams or, you know, I don't know, all the guys that we've had come. But
yeah,
it was like so many people from different backgrounds. People, we had Ken with the NCAA and Odell, former agent, assistant coaches, head coaches. I mean, it was really, we had men's basketball. Like, he brought it. He came with, like, a presentation that you could tell, like, he's given 100 different times. And he's just got a great, I don't know, he's just super charismatic and laid back and seems like a good dude. And he's got a great way about him. But, yeah, we got to get, we're branching out to the women's game. Like, next year we are going to have, we got to market it and get the word out there, but we want to have women's basketball involved as well.
What we need to try to do is, I don't know if you saw it during the tournament this year at all, for the women's tournament, the hype man for Oregon's women's team, that every time they won after a game in the locker room, he like rips off his dress shirt and he's got like this Power O like t-shirt on and like just goes crazy. Like, he's a really high energy guy. If you haven't seen him, you need to try to see him. He'd be a great speaker, I think.
Is he a coach? Like, who?
Yeah, he's
a
coach.
Just some random dude that goes into the Oregon locker.
Coach on their staff.
And he rips off his shirt. And
yeah, after a win, like, he ripped off his shirt and, like, has, like, this neon, like, Oregon shirt on.
That's funny.
And just hypes his players up.
We need a hype man. We need a Rising Coaches hype man. Maybe he can come and rip off his dress shirt and have, like, a Rising Coaches logo on his chest.
Sure, we can make that happen.
But yeah, year 8 in the books. It was another success. I thought it was good. You guys got any other thoughts on it?
Like we talked about earlier, like about all the speakers, like none of them, all of them talk about different things. So you're like doing the same thing over and over. You were learning something new with each speaker, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said, Cole. Well, if you couldn't make it out this year, I hope you guys come next year and mark it on your calendar. It's definitely worthwhile. Like I said, there's really good content from our speakers, and that part alone is worth it. But then on top of that, you really do leave with like legit relationships. Like I really got to like dive in this year and experience it like I used to in the past. And you just meet like good dudes who are trying to do the same thing you're doing. And there are people that I'll stay in touch with, and we'll send out everybody's contact info, so we'll probably have like a group message going, but I know like I will stay in contact with like at least 10 individuals. Like I left here with like 10 new friends in the coaching profession, and people talking about networking like this is fake thing, and it's like being fake and all that, and it can be, I guess, but like I legit left with like 10 new friends, and like so that's fake. Like, that's not fake. That's like a real deal. So networking doesn't have to be this, you know, phony thing. It can be genuine. So I think that's what like Rising Coaches provides, is just an opportunity to do that, to come and hang out with dudes who are trying to do the same thing. And we pay for your food, and we you know, provide some drinks and some social settings that are enjoyable for young adults. And yeah, it usually is a recipe for success. So, yeah, if you weren't able to make it, I hope you guys can come next year. We'll be at the Final Four, like always, talking about expanding what we do there. We always do a watch party on a Saturday for the semifinal games. We may be adding on to that. Look out for that. More of these podcasts coming soon, including excerpts from our speakers at this year's conference. What else? Our sponsors. Our sponsors can pay for all of this. Make sure you hit them up. Connor Sports, Puddle, Just Play. I was getting to them. Cole, damn it. Just Play Sports and Connexion were our platinum sponsors, and they did a ton for us, and we want to thank them. And then, of course, Dr. Dish also came through, gave out a ton of free stuff. Shout out to Dr. Dish, always like free swag. So make sure you support our sponsors and everybody else. Thank you to Coach Hetty at Marion University and Marion for taking such good care of us and hosting us for our second year. We love it. We love being in Indy. Vegas was always fun, but Indy's good because you're centrally located and we got people driving out there, so hopefully we'll be back, and stay involved, stay in tune. reach out to us anytime. Is that it? You guys good? You guys feel good about that?
Yeah. Can't wait till next year.
All right.